It's almost 30 years since the Tasmanian tiger was declared extinct, but that hasn't stopped an international team from launching a search for the animal. The team will use motion sensor cameras and local knowledge as they head into the Tasmanian bush. Reporter Felicity Ogilvy asks what the locals think about the search.
81-year-old Kevin Blake has spent most of his life working in the bush near Smithton. He's never seen a Tasmanian tiger and doesn't think anyone else will either.
My opinion now, because they've covered so much bush, it would be very unlikely.
The sceptics aren't enough to stop a group of explorers from Australia and the UK from staking out an area of wilderness near Smithton in northwest Tasmania in the hope of spotting the beast. The expeditioners have been preparing for their trip by interviewing people like Buck Emberg, who claim to have seen a tiger. Mr. Emberg says he saw one while driving on a road near Lilydale, but that was in 1979.
We saw two animals cross the road in front of us. It was a larger one, a mother with her pup, and I had to swerve around to not hit them.
Mr. Emberg thinks the team will struggle to spot a tiger.
We went out and we went hunting for the tiger for years, and we saw flashes of animals in the bush. We couldn't say it was a tiger or not. I just wish them all good luck, and I hope they find it. I don't give them much success possibility, but maybe they will.
There are some locals in Smithton, like former forestry worker Rodney Bishop, with an open mind.
There is the possibility. That's about as much as I'd say. I wouldn't say that he was there. I'd like to know. But unless you've got the definite evidence, I suppose, or seen it in your own eyes and believe it, but I can't say that I've seen it.
There have been many reported sightings over the years, but Smithton bushman Kevin Blake did his own search years ago.
Different places where they've said they've been seen, I've went back and looked around and everything, and what I have seen is dogs.
So did you hope that the tiger was still out there when you went to check on the sightings?
I would have loved it because it's a good advertisement. When they start talking about Tasmanian tigers, it goes all over the world and it actually keeps Tasmania on the map.
Kevin Blake might be right, but that won't deter this latest group, which plans to begin its expedition tomorrow.
Felicity Ogilvy, and that's all from the World Today team for this Thursday.